The most zen of all simplicities was Jobs's decree, which astonished his colleagues, that the iPod would not have an on-off switch. It became true of most Apple devices. There was no need for one. Apple's devices would go dormant if they were not being used, and they would wake up when you touched any key. But there was no need for a switch that would go, click, you're off, goodbye. Suddenly everything had fallen into place. A drive that would hold 1,000 songs, an interface and scroll wheel that would let you navigate 1,000 songs, a FireWire connection that could sync 1,000 songs in under 10 minutes, and a battery that would last through 1,000 songs. We suddenly were looking at one another and saying, "This is going to be so cool," Jobs recalled. We knew how cool it was because we knew how badly we each wanted one personally. And the concept became so beautifully simple, 1,000 songs in your pocket. One of the copywriters suggested they call it a pod. Jobs was the one who, borrowing from the iMac and iTunes names, modified that to iPod.